The prairie chickens are ghostly shapes in the gray pre-dawn light of this spring morning. The cocks cackle as they fight off other males. They inflate the orange sacs on their neck and make a mournful, echoing sound. Tail feathers erect, they strut about, trying to impress the hens, who sit quietly watching. This 5,000-acre chunk of native prairie in Minnesota has never been plowed. The prairie chickens have always lived here. Today, it's owned by the Nature Conservancy and known as the Bluestem Prairie. Brian Winter manages the land. This morning, he's in a small plywood blind, counting prairie chickens on their booming ground. About 40 males are strutting their stuff.
In Minnesota, it's a success story, and we hope it gets to be an even more successful success story than what it is right now.
Genetic diversity is one of the keys to a species' survival. In many states, prairie chickens are so isolated, the gene pool becomes weak. In Minnesota, there are flocks of prairie chickens along the western edge of the state. Brian Winter says those flocks are close enough to keep the gene pool from getting stagnant.
So there's interbreeding as birds disperse in the fall. You get genetic interchange within our population. Nice fight just took place right there. The research that's been done on looking at the genetics shows that the Minnesota population is one of the best in terms of the genetic diversity.
Brian Winter says 20 years ago, there were an estimated 2,000 prairie chickens in Minnesota. Today, the population is approaching 10,000. The prairie chicken is stable enough in Minnesota that there's been a limited hunting season the past 2 years. In the past few years, several hundred Minnesota chickens have helped rebuild populations in North Dakota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Later this summer, Minnesota prairie chickens will be captured and moved by the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Society in an effort to save a population declining in size and genetic diversity. Dave Sample with the Wisconsin DNR says the state hopes to set aside 15,000 acres of grassland for prairie chicken habitat in the next 10 years, but he says the birds won't survive without a genetic infusion.
In order to increase genetics in a compromised population, you do need to bring an infusion in from outside. You pretty much have to go where genetics are good and bring those birds in to mix with ours.
Sample says there's no guarantee the Wisconsin prairie chicken population will survive, but he thinks expanding the genetic pool will be a big step in the right direction. Earl Johnson is regional wildlife manager for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. He says the prairie chicken's success reflects a conservation success. Johnson says the Federal Conservation Reserve Program has turned thousands of acres of marginal farmland back into grassland. That makes good prairie chicken habitat. Johnson says Minnesota is very fortunate to have a healthy prairie chicken population.
What's the long-term future for the prairie chicken? I'd hate to guess. But we are happy to help any states that want our assistance by transplanting birds.
Johnson calls the prairie chicken the prairie poster child. Hundreds of people come from across the country every spring to sit in blinds and watch the mating dance. Johnson says interest is growing every year. At the Bluestem Prairie, the Nature Conservancy blinds are full almost every day during the spring. Brian Winter says people from every state have traveled here to see the spring spectacle unique to the prairie grassland. Despite its success, the prairie chicken population is only as stable as its habitat. Winter says the prairie chicken may be the most visible prairie resident, but what's good for the prairie chicken is good for many other species as well.
It's going to be meadowlarks and bobolinks and mallard ducks and just a whole variety of grassland birds that just require grassland habitat to survive. And without it, they're just not going to be there.
And that's going to require larger grassland areas. Too much of the prairie has disappeared in many states to support healthy numbers of prairie chickens. That means if the prairie chicken is to survive, more of the marginal farmland, the poorer quality farmland, needs to be returned to prairie. For the GLRC, I'm Dan Gunderson.